Now to the national agriculture spotlight. The federal government is moving toward deregulating certain genetically modified crops. The U.S. Department of Agriculture approved the use of genetically altered alfalfa and has announced plans to partially deregulate GM sugar beets. The Allegheny Front's news analyst, Anne Murray, is here to discuss why the USDA seems to be allowing an expansion of biotech foods. How you doing?
I'm good, Jennifer.
So there's been a court ban on planting genetically altered sugar beets. The USDA says it's going to let farmers plant biotech beets this spring. That's right around the corner. And again, they're calling this a partial deregulation. But what's the difference between regulation and partial regulation? Is the agency just splitting hairs?
It sounds like it, but they say they're not. The USDA has said that regulators under this partial deregulation are going to be really closely controlling the way GM beet planting takes place. And that's really so they can give themselves a little breathing room. They want to finish an environmental impact statement by May 2012.
Meanwhile, how will regulators control planting?
Growers of the sugar beet plant are going to have to agree to meet requirements about how the crop is grown. And the government expects that they're just going to be dealing with processors and cooperatives rather than individual farmers so that they can keep this under control. And then they say when the process moves along, they'll regulate by permitting.
Opponents such as organic farmers and environmental groups are up in arms. They're saying the USDA hasn't proven that genetically altered crops will not hurt the environment or other crops.
That's right. Groups that include Earth Justice are planning to take the USDA back to court because they believe the agency can't deregulate a genetically modified crop before the agency finishes an environmental impact statement.
Let's take a step back for a moment. Say more about the previous court case involving GMOs.
Well, the USDA approved the use of Monsanto's beet seeds in 2005, and Earth Justice took the Ag Department to court 3 years later in 2008. A judge ruled in favor of Earth Justice just this past August and said that the government did have to finish an environmental impact statement because it's required by law. And the court also ruled that farmers had to actually go out and dig up any seeds that were already planted.
Why exactly are organic farmers and some environmental groups worried about the GM sugar beets?
They say it's because Monsanto has developed these crops to be immune to Monsanto's herbicide Roundup. So they predict an increase in the amount of herbicides that are going to be used, the growth of herbicide-resistant weeds, and probably the thing that scares them most is what they call contamination of conventional and organic crops.
Yeah, and say more about that contamination.
Well, it actually is the threat of cross-pollination. GM beets do raise that threat. Genetic material from modified beets could make its way, you know, through the wind into table beet and chard crops. And both of these plants can cross-pollinate with sugar beets. So there is fear among some conventional farmers, but mostly organic farmers.
And yet a lot of farmers and the U.S. Agriculture Department are saying that without Monsanto's modified sugar beets, the country's not going to have enough sugar.
Nearly half of the sugar we use in the United States comes from sugar beets. And the USDA reports that there aren't enough conventional beet seeds to keep up with the demand for sugar. And the agency says Monsanto's modified beet seeds are needed to maintain sugar production. In that window between 2005 and 2008, there was a big rush among conventional farmers to make this switch.
So the seeds were introduced about 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How common, how much a part of the U.S. market are they now?
Genetically engineered sugar beet crops are really out in the market. They represent almost all of the current beet production here in the United States. And the USDA estimates that without the use of GM beet seeds, the crop yield would drop significantly. They estimate as high as 20%.
Well, clearly GM sugar beets are very important in the eyes of the USDA. Is that going to make them challenge last year's court decision?
Yeah, the Ag Department is appealing the August 2010 decision to remove GM beet seeds from the ground. And a hearing could be set as soon as next week.
What does this mean across the board, USDA's decision to fully deregulate alfalfa and partially deregulate the sugar beets?
It could set a standard for the way the federal government handles other GM crops that are in the pipeline. They estimate there are about 24 right now. The Wall Street Journal says this is a really big victory for biotech, and I agree with that.
Thanks very much, Ann.
You're welcome. Listeners can get more information about the deregulation of alfalfa and the court decisions on our website, AlleghenyFront.org.
And you're listening to The Allegheny Front.